Hello and welcome to the HBO Boys podcast. We are here always discussing premier television shows that aren't only on HBO. Sometimes they can be on Showtime if they're Yellow Jackets, or on Apple whatever if it's Ted Lasso, or other places that have shows that we like. We sort of rode our way into a corner, and then we decided that corner isn't for us, so we talk about whatever TV shows we like at any given time.
Speaking of talking about premier television,
yeah.
Ted Lasso's AFC Richmond has been promoted to the Premier Leagues in season 3.
That's true. And even more importantly than that, they are in FIFA now, the game.
I know! I love that. Did you see that commercial with... God, I can't remember his name. I need to pull up their fucking
names. Is it Morgan Freeman?
No, it's not Morgan Freeman.
Oh. Is it Will Smith?
Yeah, it's Will Smith.
Oh, cool. What if, wait, this is the first time he's come out of the hole for a little while. What's he doing?
Just slapping bitches.
Yeah. That's not nice of him. Again?
Wait, hold on.
He should have stopped. If you feel like you do that one time, don't do it again, okay. You know?
Brett Goldstein, who is playing FIFA, and he's just like, I play this with my nephews, and I always play myself, because why the fuck wouldn't I play myself?
He's there. He's there. He's every
fucking where. Roy Kent.
That's some good stuff. Yeah, and I'm so glad his dreams are coming true.
Oh,
he was on Sesame Street. He loves the Muppets, and he like gets to chill with them now.
Oh,
I'm just so excited by that.
I really like him. I love him as Roy Kent. I love that he write Ted Lasso. Like, he's like a huge part of this show.
Yes, he's on the writing team. He's also a writer/co-creator with Jason Segel on their new show with Harrison Ford.
Shrinking.
That's the one. Yeah. It's like on my radar somewhere, right?
Yeah.
In a universe where there are too many shows, that one is up there in the you should watch this clouds, and one day I will pluck it out of the air. But today is not that day.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this show so much. And we're just gonna kind of go into season 3 and chit chat about what's going on. But you know, seasons 1 and 2 were probably some of my favorite seasons of television in the past couple of years. I really loved this show. I continue to love this show.
Yeah. What I respect so much is the journey of it, right? Because it started with Jason Sudeikis doing commercials for NBC.
It's unbelievable.
With the premise that an American football coach starts coaching soccer, or other people call it football, Adam. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
But like the character,
the wrong people call it football.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Well, we're in America.
Yeah, but Adam, that's aggressive of you. Okay.
All right, fair enough. The larger demographic of people in the world definitely call it football.
Sure. It's probably the most popular sport by far, except for the fact that like, actually, cricket's up there too. We don't care at all about cricket because we're in America, but a lot of people care about cricket. Anyway, I'm gonna get past this. So that character was not at all what Ted Lasso ended up being like, right? Ted Lasso is a broken man whom, through diligence and effort and being a nice guy, is trying his best at all times and trying to raise up the people around him first and foremost, sometimes at the expense of his own well-being, which is a character that is very easy to root for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And as we enter season 3, episode 1, entitled Smells Like Mean Spirit, which is good stuff. Great stuff.
That's great. Yeah. I do want to start off before you go into this.
Okay.
I fucking hate Nate.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, they're doing a
fucking hate him.
Listen, you're supposed to hate Skyler for a little bit there in Breaking Bad. I hate her more than most. You're supposed to hate Wendy in Ozark for a little bit there. Maybe like there are characters who are written.
Maybe.
Yeah. There are characters who are very specifically written to like be on a redemption arc.
Yeah.
One where they want you to hate them. They want you to hate them so, so badly. And then at the end be like, I can't believe I hated them. You know, they really came around.
If there's a redemption arc of Nate, I will still hate him.
No.
I just don't like
Adam.
I don't like it.
Come on.
Like him. He spits. He spits on the mirrors, Ryan.
He just spit.
It's disgusting and aggressive. It makes
him feel good, though.
I don't care. He's a piece of shit.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen, I think a redemption arc is pretty straightforward going to happen, though.
It's gonna.
Ted Lasso takes his little Lego piece and he puts it back into the stadium thing.
I know.
That his son and him built over the summer while his son, who still lives in America, was visiting him. We enter the show, by the way, while they're at Heathrow Airport, his son going back. And now that his wife and him, Ted Lasso, that is, have sort of a mended relationship, not so much a relationship that's ever looks like it's ever going to be romantic again, based on the end of the first episode where his son tells him that mommy has a friend, which doesn't go very well in Ted Lasso's psyche. Oh, but now that they can like speak and are cool with co-parenting, Ted has less that he's running away from now. He left America because he got a divorce and he just didn't want to be around anymore. But also,
given the space,
this is a guy who has major daddy issues. And
oh yes,
we know from this episode there was a line where he said like he wasn't picked up by his father from an event or like at an event for a long period of time. We also know his dad killed himself when he was 16, and so like based on the evidence so far. Not a great dad who eventually killed himself. So it's really important for Ted Lasso to be a good father. And he's doing the exact opposite at the moment, being in England. But it was good. Like he made a selfish decision to go to England. But at the same time, it's one of those selfish decisions where like people on Instagram are always just like, you have to for you, though, you know?
Yeah, sure. Like, do you.
You won't be a good person for other people in your life if you don't love yourself, you know? So he did one of those, but now it's like 2 years later, and I wonder if he feels at all that he's in this self-made prison now that he's done such a good job with this football team now getting to the Premier League, which, if y'all don't know, is like the NFL of soccer, you know, at least in
football.
England.
Wait.
Of football, of American soccer football.
Yeah.
And he is now running up against the fact that, unlike the NFL, there are multiple leagues. Leagues like, say they're just 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you do the best in League 2, you get to go up to League 1. If you do the best in League 1, you get relegated to League 2, which means that, and also much like, baseball, there is no like salary cap, and correct me if I'm wrong, there might be, but I don't think there is, because if you have more money, you can pay more money to your players, right? Which means better teams.
Yeah, that would make sense, because West Ham, which is Rupert's team in this episode,
and a real team,
but in this episode, Rupert's team is a much higher dollar value club than AFC Richmond,
right? But they are now facing like Chelsea, Arsenal, Manchester United, Manchester, like they're facing real teams, and as they are fictional.
Yeah.
And they are being, at the beginning of this, lambasted. Everybody's saying that they are going to be 20th out of 20 and relegated back to League Two, which, by the way, like isn't crazy.
It
happens almost every year where the people who go from League Two to League One get to League One and are like, this is fucking hard.
Yeah, they even say that that most people who get promoted back end up slipping back down again because the competition's so intense. Because
they don't have enough money, usually.
In that.
But this team, Ted's team and Rebecca's team, who owns it, is a little different, because Ted is such a good coach that He has kept players who in other situations might have moved on, like Jeremy Tart. That's his name, right?
Jamie Tart.
I called him Jeremy. Whatever.
Jamie Tart.
Jamie Tart. Poopé. Poopé.
Poopé. It smells like poopé.
Yes. He says that in this episode, and I like it very much.
Oh, yeah. He's becoming a very lovable character. He was a one with a great character arc.
Yes.
From season one, two to this. Amazing. So good.
He redeemed himself.
And totally redeemed himself.
And so can Nate Adam.
No.
Oh.
I hate him.
Okay. Well,
you know what? I think the reason why I hate him is because he, like, called out Ted specifically. It wasn't that he was a douchebag, which he was doing douchebaggy things. He called out Ted and, like, really targeted Ted specifically, and it was so unjustified.
Yeah.
It was power hungry.
He was taking chips off of Ted for having panic attacks and then had a panic attack himself.
Yeah.
And then spit on the ground and he was okay.
Ugh,
which gross. I did like that Rebecca was to Ted after seeing that, saying, "You have to fight back, man."
Yeah.
Because I'm in a fight versus Rupert, and I hate him.
Yeah. There's just a lot of aggression happening, fueling their decisions.
Right. So she is telling him to be aggressive, and his response is, "Oh, nah, that ain't me.
That ain't how it goes."
But it's the best thing he could have done, because as is the case with a lot of people who are aggressive jackasses, the thing they hate the most is unbridled positivity.
Yeah.
Which is embodied in Ted Lasso's character. So,
oh my God. And that secondary press conference where he's like, "Is that all you had? I'm American. I'm a white American. You can get something better than that."
I'm like Ned Flanders cosplaying as Ned Flanders.
I know. I love it.
It was really good.
It was so good.
P.S. By the way, I was watching The Martian the other day, which you almost made it onto my Mount Rushmore of comfort movies that we talked about in our banter prior to this episode, which you can go listen to at patreon.com/HBOBOYZ for $1 a month. You get a bunch of extra bonus content, including the thing I was just talking about. But it didn't make it my top four, but it's pretty close. And honestly, I wish I thought of it earlier than this. Either way, Nathan Shelley, aka Nick Muhammad, is in that movie. And I was like, oh, that's Nate. Cool. That's what that whole story was about.
He is?
Yeah. He's like,
who does he play in The Martian?
He's like at NASA. He's at like a control thing, and he's like, oh my God, Mark Watney, I think he's alive.
Oh, so he's forgettable.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah. Well, how dare you? But yeah.
He is
in there. He is a little forgettable.
I did not know that. Again, I haven't seen The Martian since I watched Ted Lasso, though.
I mean, do you remember Donald Glover is in there?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh.
Because Childish Gambino.
Oh. So, yeah. Sort of puts another rock on the argument of
turn the lights out.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I dare you do the whole song. Right. Don't do it.
Okay.
Maybe do it though.
Nah.
Oh, okay. As a punishment for me saying that Jamie Tart's name was Jeremy Tart.
Jeremy Tart.
Germs. Big germ. I'm also glad that Rebecca saw Ted Lasso. Do Ted Lasso. I can't say
Ted
words.
Lasso.
Ted Lasso. Yeah. For a moment there, I just had a French accent. I like that she saw his response. She said be aggressive. He was himself as always.
And she was really upset at first. You could see it. Yeah.
But then she got over it.
She did. Yeah.
Let Ted be Ted, as Keely told her, by the way.
Yeah. Right.
Because we saw an interaction between Keely and Rebecca, where Keely is, out at her new firm, and she looks like she is killing it out there, doing a really good job, but also very busy. So every once in a while, especially when Rebecca shows up, she has to close the blinds and just get in a real good cry.
Yeah, get in a real good cry.
Well, she's sad.
She's sad because her life is now busy, and she doesn't see her friends and her family as much, and
her relationship's over.
Rachel, yeah, that was a bummer when that happened.
Yeah, and I think Roy Kent and Keely Jones' breakup, I think it's good for the show, especially because
yeah,
It feels like they're not going to end up together, and that's for the best.
Mm.
Because they always do with Roy Kent, like, add a person to the side.
Yeah.
Where they're like, hey, here's a little bit of a love interest for Roy Kent. Here we go.
Now, do we think that Keeley's going to go back with Jamie Tartt and that Roy Kent is going to go with the school teacher? Because that's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, that might happen, especially because Big Germ Tartt is, again, completely redeemed, right?
Yeah.
After that altercation with his father last season.
Right.
And he has decided to stick around. Now, you know, one of my, it's not even a concern, but a thing I do think about is there are characters in this third season that I don't know will get enough story. Jamie Tartt is one of them. Coach Beard is another. Remember, we had that like full Coach Beard episode,
which was wonderful.
Sam is another, as we really don't know if his relationship with Rebecca is like a thing anymore.
Yeah, I think we will see an expansion of that. Because again, I said that I rewatched the first two seasons before this aired, and it was like it hinged real heavy on Sam and Rebecca's relationship at the end of that. So I hope we get to see that more, because I also really like Sam Obisanya as a character. And I just think it's a weird, what's the word? It's a
thing.
It's, you know, the boss and the player, you know.
Oh, you mean a workplace relationship?
Workplace relationship that
HR would probably be like, oh, don't do that.
You should probably not do that. This is very suggestive.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like a power dynamic thing happening here. Yeah. That's not chill. So also Leslie Higgins, we've seen his family. Who knows if we're going to get more into that? You know what's interesting? They, at the beginning of every season, start it with, and this is, you know, we only have three seasons. This is the final one, by the way, if you didn't know.
Well, so Jason Sudeikis actually said that this is the end of the story, but did not deny any further seasons.
Maybe they'll give him a movie. It feels like the movie.
Either a movie or a spinoff without him, which would, I don't know how, I mean, he's kind of the whole reason why it works.
The show's called Ted Lasso.
Yeah. All right. He goes to another team. He goes to a cricket team in New Zealand.
Yeah. But still away from his son. What an odd choice.
Yeah. What the fuck, dude?
At the beginning of every season, the first shot is always a very tight close-up of the character whose arc is going to change the most. A lot of people say, in fact, I read it in a New York Times article earlier today while preparing for this show.
Interesting.
The first person you see in the season, the first season, is Rebecca.
Okay. Yep.
The first person you see in the second season is Nate.
Oh.
And the first,
I would think
person,
it would be Jamie.
Yeah, I think perhaps they, Jamie. They both go through kind of opposite arcs.
Yeah, for sure.
In season two,
for sure.
And the first person you see in season three is Ted Lasso, which makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Because again, the show is named after him.
Yeah, for sure.
I am also glad that we got like one. I mean, it was used for exposition at the beginning for Ted Lasso when he was talking to Dr. Sharon Fieldstone.
Oh, yes.
And she seems to be happy and working for another team. And who knows if we will actually get to have any stories about her, or if they'll just use her as like an exposition dump kind of thing. But either way, it's nice to see her again.
I have a feeling that she's working for West Ham United.
Right, maybe.
And it was also weird too, that scene with her where she's just like sleeping with a young dude. Like, and that was like really risque. Like, they made it seem like that was a big deal. I don't know, whatever. If it is.
I'm proud of her popping off, dude.
Hell yeah.
Keep popping. Pop, always pop. Pop, pop. Was that Earthquake? No.
Pop, pop.
What's his goddamn name in the communities? Is it Earthquake?
I don't fucking know.
Pop, pop. That's gonna pop, come pop. To me. It's going to come to me. That guy is
Football's life.
Yeah, that's you. Okay. Not the same.
Just doing taglines over and over.
Yeah, these are muddied waters.
Trent Krem, The Independent.
I hope he shows up at some point
as well.
He
will show up. Yeah, he shows up as like, he's not obviously not a writer for The Independent anymore, but yes, he is in this season.
Well, that is wonderful news, because I also really like his character. But yeah, the character I'm most worried about for getting underwritten this season is definitely Coach Beard.
Yeah, I hope it's not the case, because he's so good.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I also don't know like how much there is to dig in to Coach Beard, because they had to like do a one-off episode for him, which would indicate to me that there is no season-long arc they think is manageable for him.
No, I don't think that he's a character that really he's a supporting, very much a supporting character. Like he's there as comedic relief, support for decisions. I mean, it's his assistant coach, right? Or is that what they call him? Assistant coach?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, or like offensive coordinator or whatever the hell he is.
Yeah, right.
But like, no, I didn't anticipate getting like this huge overarching thing. We do get like his whole relationship backstory, and they kind of follow him and Jane's relationship, which is kind of just more of like a comical undertone rather than a big thing that you would care about.
I also wonder if Rupert is at all going to be redeemed or tried to be, or if he's just going to be the villain the entire time.
I think he's just going to be the villain.
Yeah, I just don't think this show can end. Well, maybe it can end with a villain being overcome. I also don't think like they're going to have the team do so well that they win Premier One. I think Premier League. I think that would be weird and unrealistic.
Yeah.
So I don't think they'll, you know what I think it will be? It will be like, if they don't win this last match, they'll be relegated, like the papers say.
Right. But they win and stay in.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I think that would be more realistic. But I think Rupert may, at the end, it'll be like one of those, like, he nods his head in acceptance kind of thing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Their relegation, like Nate will be so bad at coaching that
I hope so.
Relegation match is them versus Nate.
Yeah.
Sounds like it might be a thing. Yeah, I also predict that somewhere like halfway to three fourths through the season, Ted Lasso will get a job offer to like coach American football.
Right.
Probably not in the NFL, but probably like a LSU or Alabama or Texas A&M, like a big college program, or, you know, maybe the NFL, but like in America. Yeah. Right. And then he'll be able to go home. And I assume the program that will offer him the job will let him be close to his son, whom he'll miss the entire time, obviously.
Right.
And it will be like, you can take this thing and you can. But you got to start, like, we got a thing coming up and you got to come right now, and he'll miss the relegation game if he chooses it. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That would be a bummer.
And then eventually he'll choose his soccer team over, you know, or whatever. And or not. Who knows? But I feel like that's what we're headed towards.
Yeah, I can see that happening. I think that is probably more realistic than what I would love to happen is just him to stay as the coach of AFC Richmond forever. But, you know, it is what it is. Something else that we do know is we do know some episode names coming up only into week four. We have episode two is called I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea. Episode three is 4-5-1. And then episode four is called Big Week.
It's a big week.
It's a big week. So there's not really a lot to even give you an idea of what could happen.
No, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that episode four, they're facing Chelsea, who is a good team. And they'll probably get crushed.
Oh, episode two. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Whatever that one. The one with the Chelsea in the name.
Yes. Episode two. But there's a screenshot for episode four, and it shows Nate facing Ted in person and Rupert in the background looking at them.
Mm. Well, that's interesting. Week, you know? I wonder if they'll dive into like the four main players that they focus on other than Big Germ Tart, which is Sam, Danny Rojas, Isaac McAdoo, and Colin Hughes. Those are the ones that say words. I wonder if they'll dive into them.
Zero.
Yep.
Theory
yep.
Zero. Yep.
I wonder if they'll dive into them at all. Do you want them to? Cool.
I really love that they've hashed out characters that span a good, like, you know, the team, right? Like, it's not just Ted Lasso coaching a team of rando guys. It, like, you are getting to know the team. Like, you see Danny's struggles. You see Colin's redemption arc too, when he was like kind of a bully and turns out to be okay. Sam's whole decision making on going to where the fuck is he from?
Africa?
No, what's the word? What's the name of the
I don't know what country he's from. Is it Kenya? It's Zimbabwe?
No, I can't remember the name. Going to his country.
Yeah, I'm just naming African countries.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. And I just love like these little things that you learn about all of the characters, even like the ones that aren't big, like the French guy, Richard. Like, you know a little bit about his personality, and you just don't. I didn't think that they would go that deep into the team when I first started watching it, but I'm so glad that they did.
Yeah, he had one line this episode about wine, I believe, right?
Yeah, that's right.
While they were down in the sewers, which I really liked that scene. I like that the Ted Lasso, I mean, like, listen, Ted Lasso really relies on his other coaches to get their team to be good at soccer. He is there mainly as the balancing act of feeling good about yourselves, being better people, and being better players.
He's a mentor.
And so, yeah, so he does things like that where he brings his entire team down into the sewers to realize that you have to let the poop, fall off your back and not affect you, which immediately works as Nate says terrible shit about the team. And Jamie Tart is the first one leading the team, being like, hey, it's poopy.
It's just poopy.
It's just poopy. Let it ride.
Let's just take a shower. Get back out there.
Yeah, I think this is a show where, like, if it was any other show, I would have a concern that lessons are learned too quickly.
Okay, yeah, fair.
But I think this show pulls it off just fine.
Yeah, I think it's not taking itself too seriously, but then when it wants to drive a point home, it does very, very good at doing it. It is very good at driving points home when it needs to.
I also hope we get to see the pub characters at least once or twice. Yeah. I'm sure we will during matches.
Sure. Oh, yeah. All the time. With May, the bartender, she's so good.
I will point out there was one line that I really liked where Rupert was talking about hanging out with his friend, the Sacklers. And that is a reference to the family, American family, that almost single-handedly was responsible for creating the opioid crisis in the United States. The show Dope Sick was about them, which, by the way, I watched recently, which is why this was front of mind.
I did not pick that up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like a really hidden in joke, which I like that. I like that they are, and it's a comedy show, but also at the same time, they're writing jokes that aren't for everybody in a show that is supposed to be a comfort show, supposed to be a feel good show. But
for sure,
I highly doubt a large percentage of people heard the Sackler joke and were like, "Yeah, knee slapper."
Yeah, went over my head.
Yeah, no, most people aren't supposed to know what the fuck that means.
Yeah. So, ready to bring this home?
Yeah.
Let's bring this home. So, Ted Lasso season 3, I'm very excited so far. Episode 1, very good. It's keeping the same feel as the first 2 seasons. I'm very excited to keep watching it. Like you said, it is a comfort show, and I will rewatch seasons 1, 2 periodically, just throw an episode that I like on, and I hope it's the same with this season. That's my only wish, really.
My wish is that you and I get to join the Diamond Dogs. Yeah. And as we become members of the world's greatest club, said Diamond Dogs, we will ride into eternity with Ted Lasso, the man, the coach, the mentor, and the coach.
Wonderful.
Thanks, man. Join us back here next week to continue talking about Ted Lasso. We will also be doing Perry Mason very soon. By the way, I've watched the first two episodes of Perry Mason. It is being bamboozled by HBO Max / Discover being put on Mondays right now up against Succession. It doesn't deserve that shit. It is so, so good and really deserves people to go watch it. If you haven't done so, please do. And as I said, Succession as well, the fourth and final season about to come up. We're going to be talking about that. And then Yellow Jackets also coming up. Mm-hmm. Probably our most surprising show of last year. Just out of the woodwork, being very, very good. That is also going to be premiering in the next few weeks here. So a lot of content coming up. Again, patreon.com/HBOBOYZ. And go over there if you want all that content early and extra special content early. Yeah. And that's the end of this show. Ted Lasso. Hey, Adam. Wait, yeah. Adam. I have one more thing to say.
Yeah, wait, well,
you give me what? What?
No, what? I was going to list off the patrons' names, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. You do that, and I'm going to do my thing, and don't worry, it's going to go really good together. Give me like 5 seconds.
Okay, I'm just going to say this then. We'd also like to thank our patrons, Sunshine, Connor, O'Dowd, Jamie, Lochner, James, Watch My Dongs, Chris, Wood, Brent, Ginn, Craig, John, Lurch, John, Chewis, Major, Woody, Carol, Woo! Andreas.
I'm not believing, dude!
Thank you for believing in us and giving us your money to support our podcast channel.
Hey, Adam?
Yes.
Do you believe, dude?
I believe in a thing called love. Just listen to the rhythm of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now.
Uh-huh.
Something with the sun goes down. I don't know.
Believe!
Is that what you wanted to add?
Huh?
Is that what you wanted to add?
Yeah.
Okay. Just running through the house screaming, I believe.
Yeah, it's funny.